Subscribe to the show on YouTube, Facebook, and all podcast platforms, including Google, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts.
And if you would like to sponsor, advertise the show, hit us up at intheboothpod@gmail.com. And then that way, we can get back with you. If you want to sing.
This bed is quartet. No.
If you want to sing in the bed group.
Sing
on our bed.
Sing in the bed.
Go to something else.
Our bed and be a part.
If you want to be a part of our bed, change
it to a sensual subject. This bed, like, if you want to sing in the bed with the Lord, what the heck kind of
musical
gospel?
Bed?
What did you
with Sir Kenton Jones?
If you want to sing in the bed,
Lord.
If you want to sing in a musical bed.
Music bed.
Tell them.
That's what they call it. This man said if you want to sing in the bed.
If you finish my statement, it would have made sense.
If you want to sing in the bed, naked.
In your drawers.
Music bed.
Hit us up.
Yeah, please don't.
In the booth.
Yeah. Please don't.
Don't hit us up.
Don't.
You want to sing in our music bed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Acapulco. Live.
Just stop.
Hit us up.
Just stop.
In the booth.
Yeah.
Pod at
GB. Why? You got the nighttime
central.
Okay.
Love 80. What was it? Love 86?
Love 80.
What was it? Love 860? What was it? 680? What was the name of my show?
FM 78? You are so wrong on so many levels.
Stop.
What is that?
You don't remember?
Stop it. Oh, stop it, bro.
Leave that man alone.
Man, turn the cameras off.
Nope, I'm not. Y'all got to do better. You got to do better. You got to do better. Stop,
bro. He might be looking, bro. He's going to get us kicked off
there.
Kicked off the free internet. Okay, Lucas Genius
Thank
in
you.
The building.
All right. I'm not even going to go.
You got Lucas G in the building.
Because he's dumb. Something's wrong with him.
It's an inside joke, bro.
Something's wrong.
Yeah, it's an inside joke.
Stop.
The joke is not right, but.
I'm not going to put.
But Lucas. Stop, bro.
I'm not going to even put it on you.
Oh, man. What's going on, bro?
Man, everything good.
Yeah. This is our music partner, but it's also my golf partner. We get out there on the golf course and do our
thing. Man, they try to get me out there, man. They be out there too long, bro.
Oh, it's too long.
I couldn't do it.
Bro, that's the beauty of it, bro.
Peaceful, man.
Peaceful, bro.
Yeah, I love it.
Enjoy the nature. Play golf. Quiet.
Yep.
And then Kyle was teaching me golf kind of like my daddy talking to me about cars.
No, okay.
So it's like, well, you got to pull the gear shift. And so he's like, yeah, bro, you got to get your irons. And,
yeah.
And I'm like, bro, I don't, like, give it to me the way they talk. Like, well, you get your irons, so your irons, like, you know, kind of think about different forks that you want to eat with.
Different forks.
Like, come on, bro. Like,
you said that? Different forks?
Nah,
you got your dessert spoon, then you got your spoon for your meal. Like, you know, you take one, you know, the big one, you know. So that's how I got into it a little bit, but.
Hey, ain't nothing like golf, bro. I wish I'd have gotten golf way earlier.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Sport you can play all season.
Bro, year round.
COVID can't even stop golf.
COVID can't stop golf.
Oh, what? That's true.
COVID didn't stop golf? Mm-hmm.
Nope, they left it open.
I was like, oh, yeah.
It stopped the golf tournament.
They did that, but as far as the
people,
golf clubs.
People was just playing.
Yeah, we still.
Because you're outside.
All they did was just the audience didn't go.
Yeah, that's right. They would still play golf. They just didn't have
like
the audience.
Like they did football.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they had to figure out that it was, you was okay outside. It was just the inside factor. So
now I could tee off pretty good.
You been to Topgolf before?
Yeah.
Well,
like I mean I can play. It's just getting out. It's just the time. To me, they need to find a way to do golf where you could be done in like 30 minutes.
It's called mini golf.
Yeah, mini golf. Yeah, go putt somewhere.
Top golf, yeah.
Putt.
Top golf, yeah. Get 1 hour at top golf, yeah.
No, man, golf.
Oh, they're going to driving range.
Like you got, and if you don't have a cart, y'all do it with a cart?
Yeah.
All right, if you don't have a cart, then you got to walk. Well,
you ain't doing nothing in 30 minutes at golf, though.
Yeah, that's a long
You should
time.
Be able to.
An hour and a half.
Yeah, at the earliest.
How many holes y'all do in an hour and a half?
If ain't nobody out there, you can probably get through about seven.
What do you mean? You got to wait for people to finish the hole before you go to the hole?
Yeah, you can't hit while the person out there, you can't hit them with the ball. Four.
Like Tom and Jerry, boy.
Yeah. Watch out. Yeah.
Heads up. That's seeing all the wrong stuff out of the golf.
That's a lot of time. Yeah, heads up. Rebound.
Rebound.
Block out. Box out. Yeah. It just takes too long. I like it, but it takes too long. If I want to relax, I just get in the tub.
You just need an arcade.
You go back to the tub.
Yeah. It'll take me a good bath.
It's the Oculus got a game where you swing. The golf. There you go. Play on the Oculus.
Is it accurate?
It's pretty accurate.
Y'all seen the new Apple?
Yeah, I seen that.
Are those?
Oh, eyes on.
Those are probably gonna be.
What is that?
It's more of a AR thing. Like, it ain't VR. It's like augmented reality. Like, we sitting here right now, you can see all your windows on the
computer. Yeah, it's crazy.
Mission Impossible.
I will be getting one of those.
Yeah.
You play golf on there? You
probably can.
You should be able to do everything.
They games on there, but they need to add the controllers. They got to add the controllers with it. Right now, they don't have no controller. You just use your finger.
I'm sure they're going to have.
Who is this?
And I'm sure you can do a lot of that stuff with your phone.
They're huge. They go like this.
They dope, though.
It connect. It's really like a
mobile. Oh, you still put a thing on your head. You just don't have the controllers. You just do it.
And you can still see. You can still walk and see everything in the room.
Yeah.
That's the dope thing about it. Because with the Oculus, you'll walk right into a wall.
Yeah, you're just in that wall.
It'll be like my sons. They peek through here, so they'll be like.
Yeah, so you don't have to do that anymore with these. You can see straight through them. And, you know, it's crazy, man. You can watch movies. You can make the screen big. You can make the screen small. You can, it's really pretty much what they was doing on or Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all of that type of stuff. It was Iron Man. Yeah. I was like, what? Yeah.
Bro, they always do that. They put in the movies first.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they always put in the movies first. Anytime I see something in the movie, I'm like, well, it's going to be a matter of time before that happen.
Coming. Hey. That doggone Will Smith movie with the
robot,
mm-hmm. iRobot.
That happened
too. iRobot.
Yeah. That's happening, bro.
Yeah.
This AR thing. I was on a seminar where they was talking about just AI, technology of it, and where it's gonna be in 5 years. And they say AI is the first. This is a scary statement, though. It is the first self-evolving technology. Which means it doesn't take a man to go up there and upgrade it. It upgrades itself.
I'll be honest. It's been happening over the years, and they just gave it a name. It's been collecting information. You got a phone, it's been collecting information. Mm-hmm. And all it's doing is just building a database.
But.
And so now it's just like, oh, we already know the answer to that because somebody asked that question.
That's crazy. So
that's how it worked.
You just take it, still taking human knowledge. Mm-hmm. And putting it in a database. Yeah,
that's it. It's storing it, and then the next thing you know, like, it already got the answer because somebody else asked it.
That ChatGPT, I was trying to tell my wife what it was. You just put, you don't, you never heard of ChatGPT?
No.
Bruh.
ChatGPT.
Look. We're going to download the app. You can put in, give me a sermon about the kingdom based on these scriptures. And in a matter of seconds, you'll have a full sermon. That is crazy. Yeah. Information, everything. Facts. Points, everything. Examples.
Facts.
It's crazy.
Kids at school are getting their essays written with this.
ChatGPT. And the triple bottom is
certain
the knowledge.
Things and it gives them the whole thing.
And once it learns your tone as far as how you talk, and how you communicate or how you write or whatever, then it starts to edit like you. The point is for it to write. That's why I say the world is changing. It's getting ready to get rid of, what do you say, 50% of all jobs? Yeah. All jobs?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's
That's crazy.
Because of, and you, we think about it like, they said right now, AI is an option. They say in probably 5 years, it's not going to be an option. The whole world is going to evolve into that. And no different than how touchscreen phones were when the first one came out, BlackBerry Storm. I had that. That jump was horrible.
Yeah, I had that Storm too.
That jump
was horrible. I was mad because when horrible. I saw what everybody else had with the iPhone, I was like, man, this trash.
But the technology got better and better. So they say you're going to go from iPhone 1 to 15, not in 15 years. That's going to be like 2 years. Yeah. So the technology is going to improve that fast, that quick.
They said that was the purpose of COVID, to kind of
anytime there's a pandemic, there's an industrial revolution. If you look through the history of
that's true.
And I don't want to sound like a conspiracy theorist.
Nah, that's
but
well, it's facts.
It's there's a big technology change when a pandemic, and that's what AI is. And so
yeah, we're getting ready,
bro. Download Chat GPT.
Don't get left behind. That's what I tell you.
Write your own sermons now.
But
it's going to shock you.
It's going to shock you because if there's wisdom out there that has been logged, that let's say if you got somebody that you go to get some information from, this person might have a point, this person might have. If it's in a database, they got it. And then you put it in and all of it be there. That's how crazy it is. And it evolves itself. The technology.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Well,
try it.
I mean, it's where it could rob my data.
No, your data has been robbed.
It's been robbed right now, literally.
It's very basic.
I don't like the way
it's yeah, basic. Don't worry it's about like, it. You're going to feel raped.
It's not going to be you. Stop it. But it's going to feel like you. And you're going to be like, okay, I could take this out and put this in there and whatever. It's just like, instead of writing it all the way out.
Yeah.
It's like you take your phone and then you hold a button. You're like, let me say this, and they'll text it out.
Mm-hmm.
This thing right here is just going to write it all out. And then you look at it and you be like,
yeah,
I can use that.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Let me take that out.
That's good because they have technology that can listen to you and then type out what you say. CapCut.
Yeah.
That listens to what you say. And then some of the stuff is not right. You can go fix it. But the technology is very good. That's how Chat GPT is for any assumed writing article or application. It already knows what you want to say because somebody said it before. And they have it in the database. And I'm telling you, bro, it is crazy.
Yeah.
Somebody was talking
a whole nother code, whole nother language.
It doesn't matter.
Talk backwards.
It's gonna figure it out.
Well, now at this point, you can't communicate with people trying to avoid
your technology.
Cool. Yeah, ain't nobody gonna understand you.
That's cool.
Yeah,
I'm talking like Yoda. backwards.
Yeah, everybody, nobody, but
hey, you gonna teach them how to talk like Yoda too? Then you gonna teach them to talk like Yoda?
They're gonna adapt to it. That's the weird part about it. They adapt to your Yoda talking.
She fought on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
poop, fart, poop.
Okay.
Yeah. Doo doo.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. Preach that.
What is that question today?
Yeah. Poop, fart, poop, doo doo.
Doo doo.
Preach that, Chat GPT. That probably that'll be the. We don't know.
We give up. Yeah, that's all right.
Failed.
Error.
Yeah, yes. Error. Yeah.
Poop, what's
fart,
that?
Poop, boo, boo.
Sir,
that's what I'm gonna put in Chat GPT. See what it put in
ChatGPT.
I'm gonna see what it
back.
Y'all are dumb.
Oh, man.
It give you all kind of time.
Well, we can give it to you. This is when you haven't had enough water. This is when you had too much milk.
This one is dry.
Hey, bro.
So what's the topic of the day? Because y'all went on a straight up tangent. Oh, please, wow. Please move
I'm
on.
I'm gonna have some fun with this thing. You go. Yeah. You gonna copy me?
The technology is absolutely amazing. And I feel like as the kingdom, we need to get ahead of this on this technology.
Yeah, for real.
We gotta get ahead. We cannot get behind on this. This is the world is changing. You don't fight it, just go with it. I know how
we need to get back to the old time religion.
Yeah. No. Bruh.
No.
They're writing books in minutes. Cause all the information is already out there in a database.
Cat Williams probably had it a long time ago.
Why you say that?
Because he read 3,000 books.
Right.
In 2 years.
No, his books are like 10 pages long. No. 3,000 books.
Yeah. You seen that dude, the video dude reading the books on a, it's like, they put the next book. They say it's Cat Williams. It's like, y'all stupid. But you can't do nothing on the internet anyway. But post of the day, this is from Fox 8 News. I don't know what city this from, but they had a list of places women refused to go on the first date.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
So we're just going to fly through this list and see if it's anything that's iffy.
This is where people refuse to go on a first date.
Yeah.
The women.
Fox 8 put this up.
Fox 8, what's it? What city?
I don't know what city it is. I see Fox 8, dang. 44 degrees.
Yeah, so it ain't Atlanta.
Yeah, no. Because we got 5, 11,
them are all your choices.
Yeah. No.
All right.
Yeah, so of course they're going to put Cheesecake Factory number one because that was a big thing.
I love Cheesecake. Whatever.
I love Cheesecake.
Whatever.
Yeah. Applebee's.
Love it.
Love it. Chili's.
Love it.
Love it. Chipotle.
Love it.
Not on a first date.
Not on a first date.
Yes, you can.
Chipotle?
You can take me to Chipotle. Wait, what was our first date?
McDonald's.
All right, let's go.
But I ain't had no money. We were kids.
Hey.
Olive Garden.
We split the fries.
Olive Garden is a good first date.
I think
Olive Garden's good first date for some high schoolers.
Yeah. College. Yeah.
So I guess these are women who are working class women.
That don't want to go.
That may have some money already, may have some status. These are not high school or college women. These are women that probably got to have a job or something like that.
Let's go that in. Okay. A woman with a job. The movies? What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
I
would go.
Yeah. Who's too big for a movie?
Yeah.
I love it.
The number 7 says your house.
Now that is a no-no.
Okay, yeah, that's
like no.
Yeah, you don't know the person. So
yeah, I'm not going to your house.
Why would you go to somebody's house first? You don't know it. No. Yeah, that's stupid.
That's all. Yeah.
Any fast food chicken?
I don't mind.
At fast food chain. Okay.
Yeah. I don't mind.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
I can see that a grown
in college,
woman.
We went to McDonald's.
But you said you were going from a established.
But you're talking about a grown woman, right?
I can understand that one.
25,
yeah. Yeah, I can understand that one.
Yeah, don't take me. Yeah, not on the first date.
Yeah,
not on a real official date.
Yeah,
take
Buffalo wings, Wild Wings.
Not
well,
for
I
first
like
date.
I don't like wings, so
Wingstop. Yeah, none of that. No.
Red Lobster's okay.
Red Lobster might be all right.
Yeah.
A buffet.
That's iffy. Golden Corral.
In high school, I would have did it.
And that would have been nice.
That, you know, because I don't know what you want. So you got a choice. You got a choice. There you go.
What salad bar you want?
It's all yours, girl.
Learn from you. You can find something.
This going to tell me where I'm going next time.
I see what you eat.
I see you like seafood.
Right. Yeah, we'll go to the lobster next time. Yeah.
That's smart. Yes.
Yeah, that's smart. I ain't think about that. IHOP.
I like it.
Not on the first date.
Then it's not on first date.
The gym.
Absolutely not.
If you meet him at the gym, and that's not a date.
Gonna take you to a gym on the first
gym?
Date.
Yeah, you may as well take me.
What you trying to say?
I want you to spot me on our first date.
Hey,
no,
I tell y'all what happened with Mona spot me at the gym. I ain't tell you. Okay, when we was in college, it was Crunch Fitness. This is one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. Let me start off by saying that Crunch Fitness. She was going to Spelman. And I was going to Morehouse. You're senior year.
Yeah.
No, you had graduated.
I don't remember.
You had graduated and I was still in school. Anyway, went to the gym and I hate the gym. You know, I'm liking the gym more and, you know, as I get up. But back then, I never lift weights. I played basketball. I was skinny. I was weak. I put 245s on the end and I didn't know that I was supposed to put the clamps
Oh,
on the end. You already know this going, right?
Yeah.
So she at Crunch Fitness, I was like, you know, hey woman, you know, spot me, you know, I'm finna lift these. I pulled that mug out, bro, and immediately it went to the right. Yeah. But you know, right, my strong, I'm like, I pushed that mug up and it went to the left, and the thing slid off the end and rolled across the doggone thing. And immediately when that came out, like, oh!
The other one,
the other side rolled, bruh. This big old buff dude came and pulled the bar off. You all right, little man? In front of my wife. And bro, the doggone 45s just kept rolling, bro. Bro, one of the most, and it was loud. No, bang, 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 bang. I was so embarrassed, bro.
Oh man,
so embarrassed. So taking my wife to my girl to the gym, that's definitely out.
Yeah, I don't see that as a first.
Definitely out. Yeah, first date. Church, though. I'm not mad at church.
It's not really a date. Not, at church?
You might want to, you know, if somebody church you like that, or you want to meet your mama or something.
But not
on the first
date.
You going to meet the mama?
Yeah.
Not a first
then I don't like you
and
already.
All that coffee, all of that. It depends. First. It depends. Okay. But first date stuff.
Starbucks? Nah.
I don't know.
Coffee dates? Nah.
No.
Ice cream dates?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go have some ice cream?
Yeah.
If it's summertime, hot.
I like it.
Or the ice cream truck.
It might be.
But first date, I like it.
Yeah,
it's safe.
Cool.
Yes, I like it.
And go for a walk. Ice cream and a walk. That's good.
Family functions? No.
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 No. You're not coming. Not my whole family.
And meet your whole entire family.
They're going to start asking questions.
And they're getting your business. And they're going to ask premature questions that y'all ain't agreed upon yet. And you're going to have to answer them in the moment.
Like, you know.
You know he farts at night. Nah, I'm like, you know what? I didn't need to know that. Yeah,
nah. I'm like, oh my God, oh, what you doing?
No.
Yeah, nah.
You know he start hiccuping when he
when he get nervous.
Yeah, you know when he hiccup when he lying. As soon as you hiccup, yeah. Oh, you lying? No, I got the hiccups, girl.
You like my outfit?
Yeah, nah, absolutely not.
No.
Can't come, no family.
Movie theater. I mean, movie night.
Netflix. That's
that means
house.
I still gotta go to your house.
Nah,
so no.
Nah.
Somewhere that requires a long drive. No.
Nah.
If it's a first date, nope.
Nope.
Bowling. If it's with a bunch of people, we're meeting on a date to get like a triple.
Yeah. I can see that.
Date. Yeah, bowling.
Bowling's
yeah.
not bad.
Nightclubs.
Not a first date.
Nah.
Yeah, you about to get your. You get your girl and lose your girl. I'm saying that.
Gotta get your groove on. No.
You got to dance with somebody else. Right.
Yeah,
I'm like, look, I'm going to go home
with him. Yeah.
Him instead. Right.
Hookah bar. That's pretty much the same thing.
No, absolutely not.
Bar just for drinks. That's the same thing. Waffle House. Nah. Sports events.
Take it to the Hawks game.
The Hawks game. Yeah.
I would do that.
My wife would do Waffle House.
Waffle House on first date. Like
first date? Waffle House? Spelman night.
Waffle House.
Come on, Spelman night. That's what's
I can't
up.
Do no Waffle House.
Like
it's
that.
Too cold.
But you better,
it's too cold.
But Waffle House is freezing. But I mean, that's $20 for
a
date.
Eating, boy.
That's good eating, that's good. Hey, that's woman want that. We straight.
But I get them covered and smothered.
Look at it. I take you out once. Every day this week.
Yeah, I know. Right?
And we're going to the Waffle
first,
House.
First, second, third, fourth date with the Waffle House. Yeah. But yeah, sports events. Yeah.
I like that. I mean, go to the Falcons game,
Hawks
go to
games,
the Hawks game.
Braves.
Don't take me to the Braves, no.
Why not?
Baseball take too long.
It's too long football.
You know, like no sports they take
yeah,
too long.
I know.
Long.
It's just like football.
No, bro.
What? It's the same
baseball. Thing.
It's slower.
It's slow
it's
based
longer.
Off of the
they
time
the
between
to
the
make
plays.
It go faster and it's still
the
slow.
Football has 30 minutes between the plays. Basketball is play. Yeah, 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. You know, basketball, play. No time between the plays unless you call a timeout. Or it's a free throw. It's still something happening. But, man, football, you know, I could deal with football. They got the replay. They talk about certain things. But baseball is like 9 minutes per play.
No, because
man,
it's pitching.
That junk takes so long.
Pitching
if you ain't
is,
never played baseball,
if you're not
you
excited about pitching, like I get excited about pitching in
how
the
how much
postseason.
Time in between pitches?
Not that long. Nah, between the hit.
It ain't that long.
Yeah, between
bruh,
a hit.
That joker do this, and then he spit on it, and then he get the play for the dude, and then they give him the cold, you know.
The cold.
Between the legs, like, give him, like, all right, pitch like this, and then he like, no. You know, and then he's like, all right, give me another one.
Yeah, yeah, but
then
he's trying to throw the bat off.
Yeah. Then it's a miss.
Yeah.
Then he miss it.
But you
then they do the whole thing all over again.
But you don't
they didn't miss again.
But you gotta like the pitching. If you enjoy pitching, like that's the part.
I mean,
he's throwing
the ball. So how much can I enjoy
ball? But if you see somebody throw some heat,
the air, I mean,
you got to say that faster,
it's
sir.
A white ball.
You got to say it faster, though. White ball. Okay.
Okay. But pitching is exciting. If you like enjoy pitching, then you're like, man, he put some heat on that. Ooh, that was close. Like, you just think. I think between hits. Somebody actually hitting the ball in play and the outfield moving and making a play in between that might take a long time.
How long you think that take?
Sometimes a couple minutes.
Like 10 minutes?
Maybe.
Yeah.
If you striking them out.
You know what I could do with 10 minutes?
No saying.
Make a beat.
That's what you
make a beat.
Yeah, no saying.
You got to have play,
though. Look, G, you can make three beats.
Me.
I see you work. You can make three heaters, bro, in 10 minutes, bro.
Yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying? Between a baseball game, you can make a whole album, bro.
It's different. It's adrenaline on the field, though. It's a lot of adrenaline.
It is. I played baseball 1 year.
Why you play another year?
I played
because that butt took too long.
Nah, I was running track. I had to give one of them.
I played for nine. So
you played baseball for nine?
Yeah.
It's an adrenaline. What position?
I played all positions.
So you in the outfield just sitting there?
I played
strike.
Nah, it is just outfield. Yeah,
strike.
Yeah, man.
You're on your phone out in the outfield. Strike.
Okay, I ain't gonna lie. Outfield is probably the most boring
for me. When it's a play going on and you trying to get the ball over the third or something like that, then it's cool. But yeah,
infield though is popping. Yeah. Outside,
shortstop, second. I ain't never move up though. I was.
So trust me, you gonna get the. Somebody
you shortstop?
Get it somewhere.
Nah. I know shortstop is the dopest position.
Yeah,
you gotta be
I was outfield, cause speed.
You just kinda sitting out there.
Sometimes yeah.
Just cause out there, like,
but you know when the ball come out there, you trying to you know ground it, get it up, yeah. And get the ball over the. So
man, you ever sat out there so long that when you start running, like oh man, I've been standing too long.
My partner broke his glasses. He missed the ball.
Oh no!
Midfield. I was over in the left. I got it.
Man,
Lens was on the ground. The frame was still in his face. I'm like, bro, what you looking at?
Nah,
it went right past his glove. I'm like, bro, yeah, you need to go play somewhere else.
You need new glasses. Like, that's what you need.
Yeah, the lens was on the ground. His frame was still on his face, bro. I was like, well, you can't play the rest of this game because you couldn't see it with the lens.
Right.
I know you can't see it now. But yeah.
That's a,
yeah. That was. But that's all I needed 1 year just to see how I would play it.
Don't take her to a baseball game. Hey, you can take her to soccer, though.
Why?
Soccer is exciting.
Well, at least in Atlanta.
Yeah. Now, soccer is crazy.
I
2 hours
it.
Of. Yes.
I'd rather go to baseball than soccer.
You like watching people.
Man, no.
I just,
but
it's got to be something going on.
The audience had it.
Well, then that's just a Braves game. The atmosphere in a playoff Braves
they
game is pretty.
It's about
playoff, bro.
To me, it ain't
playoffs.
No buckets. It's like you got to wait. And then
yeah,
then you
talk,
it's
a long time before somebody scores in soccer.
Waiting.
Yeah, but they still running the whole game.
Yeah, but.
They don't take no breaks.
Nah, but they don't hardly ever score either. The score be like 3-1.
Yeah, but at least they trying. Baseball, like
at least they try.
It's like they take a timeout after every pitch.
No,
that's what baseball is like to me.
No,
it's like strike, timeout.
No,
strike, timeout. It's like that's what it feels like. It's like, man, we gotta wait 9 minutes for you to do this again. We're gonna measure the time between pitches. Anyway, that's
okay. Anyway,
baseball boredom.
Yeah, man, look at the topic, man. Topic of the day is TV manipulation. So they recently came out that C.J. Stroud, after a playoff game, gave a shout out to his Lord and Savior.
Yeah.
Yeshua.
Yeah.
Jesus. Jesus. And they clipped it out. And somebody posted the regular version that he did say and the edited version that showed up on TV. So we're just going to play it, let y'all see it, and then we'll discuss it.
Setting performance for you. What does this moment mean?
I mean,
It's been amazing being in this city for as short as I've been. But
first and foremost, I just want to give all glory and praise my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's been amazing being.
Yeah, so had a little technical difficulty there, but you can hear him saying in the first clip, she goes straight to, you know, ask her question and goes straight into, well, you know. But in the second clip, you hear him say, I'd like to give a, you know, praise to my Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ. Well, you know, well, so they edited it out, took it out, and repasted it real quick in the moment.
Oh, they did that like live? Right then.
That was live.
That was live.
I mean, that's
how
what it was.
How did they do that? How did they even know he was going to go there?
Well, it's a delay in live. It's not live.
It's a delay in live.
So they manipulated it that it came out that way. And, you know, in a country where you have freedom of speech and you can say anything else on about anything you want to talk about.
Not only that, in God we trust. So
yeah,
you go that route. What's the problem?
Yeah, and you pledge your allegiance to one nation under God.
But he's done a lot, and I've heard him say it. So, you know, they probably edited it out that one time, but they didn't get him all the time he said it.
Yeah.
Because he said it a couple times. I caught him.
Yeah.
Like.
But, again, the point, if you have freedom of speech, you can say what you want. I've seen people get mad, cuss, all this stuff after
all that went through.
So who do you think gave?
They ain't cut Shaq cussing out.
Who do you think gave him the go-ahead to do that right then? Like, who gives him the liberty to edit somebody's speech?
It got to be the station.
Yeah. I can hear him right now. Cut that part out where he said, Jesus, cut that part out.
Yeah.
It's going to mess with the ratings.
The game is over.
That's insane.
Still.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know how they think that what we say or certain people of the believing community say is what they say is offensive. So they feel like, hey, disassociate with it.
Just for the money though. Even if they believe it.
Yeah. Just even if they believe it. It's what's called politically correct. Huh. Is what they of course gonna go with. But again, you can say anything else in that moment, but a shout out to God or a shout out to Jesus is something that is frowned upon to the point where you have to cut it off. You remember Shaq cussed on TV?
Uh-uh.
Many times.
I mean,
after the game, he was like, you know, refs effing cheating. And like, Shaq, we're live. Oh, I don't give an F.
We just heard the dude from the Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan.
That stood in for Harbaugh.
The new black coach that's there now. When he stood in for Harbaugh,
yeah,
he won. I think it was Ohio State. Or something where it came down to the wire and he was crying and he was cussing.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
they didn't cut it out. They didn't cut it out.
But. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You could say anything else. You can say anything about anything in live TV. Whether it's talk show, whether it's sports, whether it's whatever. But for some reason, you know, we get cut out when we give praises.
Because they know the name. They know the power. They know.
Yeah, they know, but for some reason. And I think I would say something. If I was CJ Stroud, I'd be like, okay, why y'all cut me?
Would you say? And who would you say it to?
I would call them and ask, why would y'all?
Is that an NFL thing, or is that just that station? Is that a CBS Fox thing?
It's probably just a station. Because if you heard it somewhere else, then it's probably just the station. But you remember
like Fox, like the network, Fox, or.
Yeah.
Or. You know, because it could be, you know, it's changed to it. So you got the NFL, which is the product. Then you got Fox.
It's just station.
But then you got local Fox, like Fox 5.
Yeah.
So you think it came down to the local Fox 5 where somebody is locally cutting it out, but
in
other cities,
somebody
in other cities heard the Jesus, but maybe in your market it was cut out. Because that's what I'm saying. I feel like I watched that game. I feel like I heard that speech, and I feel like I heard him say Jesus.
In this specific game or just before?
I saw that, what we just showed. I saw that, and I heard Jesus. I heard it live. Oh. So what I'm saying is it was probably cut out somewhere else in another market because I feel like I heard it live. Yeah. It wasn't. So at that point, it's not an NFL thing. It's not a Fox thing. It's a local thing. So therefore, somebody locally cut it out. And then people do stuff for likes. So it probably aired, and the person who you got that from cut it out and said that it aired that way. You see what I'm saying? Because really, I feel like live.
Yeah, well, live, said, that you know what I'm saying? Live is not live.
Cut it out, yeah.
I don't think you can cut it out. Sometimes they try to mute, like on basketball, they mute.
Yeah, because it still has a play live, whatever he's saying.
Yeah.
They can't cut out the footage.
They can't cut it out. They can mute it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you'll see a cutaway on a live broadcast. That'll look so weird, you know? Yeah. So I don't think,
Holyfield didn't let them do that after the Mike Tyson fight. He kept going back to the Holy Spirit. Holyfield,
no, I ain't see it.
Bro, that interview, you're like, so Holyfield, you came out with a good plan. Well, you know, one about my plans, about the Holy Spirit. Give me a plan. You know what I'm saying? Oh, praise God. Okay, well, what about in the 11th round? Well, it really wasn't my plan in the 11th round, you know. It was just God, strength, give me strength to do what I do. He did it for like 4 or 5 questions. It's like, y'all gonna catch this one. Y'all gonna catch this one. And like after like the 6th question, you got into boxing. I was like, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. That's what you do. Yeah, so he gave it to him.
I do mine like that, too.
Yeah.
If they don't come to you and tell you why, one, they're not going to do it. They're not going to do that because you get sued for that because there's freedom of speech and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
They wouldn't actually do that. That's a suable offense.
That's what I said. I would have said something. Now, if somebody came and
did
it
afterwards. They didn't do it. Yeah, that wasn't live. Now, maybe on ESPN, when they get the clips and talk, and he say his speech, they edit it then. Now, I see them editing it on ESPN because it's not live. And they get the clips and they manipulate the clips. But I don't see them taking that out live. If you would have had to mute it, you would have had to...
still play the footage.
Yeah, play the footage and it just be muted, which would outrage all the church people.
Yeah.
So, nah. That slipped through too quick. That played live. Yeah. I just think that now the ESPN version, they probably took it out. If they played his speech on ESPN after they won, I could see that. But I don't see them.
But even still, why? Why would you even do it? It only took like 4 seconds.
They would probably say we was trying to edit for time.
Bro, it was like 3-4 seconds
they
to say
do,
that.
They do, but they got that excuse. But you can't. You have no excuse if it's live.
Yeah.
You know, they got that excuse if it's ESPN. But if it's live, he's a star. How could you?
On that thing. Well, what about that? How do you won the game? Jesus God, Jesus God, God, Jesus God, Jesus God, God, Jesus God, Jesus God, Jesus, Holy Ghost, power, Holy Ghost, power. Well, in the first half.
Yeah, like this dude is crazy. Something is wrong.
When you threw that pass, it was Jesus. Well, what? And what were you thinking?
I was thinking about Jesus. You know what I'm saying? And then I gave him put the Holy Ghost power on there.
Yeah,
and then delivered the ball.
And so the coach was saying that you really prepared. Yeah, I prepared. Jesus helped me prepare to do the weekend. They're like, man, we finna go to somebody else. Back to you, Bob.
Get him out of here. You ain't gonna be no more.
Listen, man, you took a real big hit. Yeah, man, Jesus helped me get up.
Jesus helped me get up.
You know what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost, got me get back, got me back up.
Yeah.
Call myself.
Yeah.
Minister to me. Got back in the booth.
The angels came. The angels came. The lips of the interview. I got the Holy Ghost. It's quicker than
I got healed. I got healed. Hey, hey,
hey. Right now, live to you.
Man, like a champion. You ain't got arrested after that.
Yes.